The 20th Sunday in Ordinary Time, a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke chapter 12 verses 49 to 53. Jesus said to his disciples, "I have come to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were blazing already. There is a baptism I must still receive, and how great is my distress till it is over. Do you suppose that I am here to bring peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. For from now on a household of five will be divided, three against two, and two against three. The father divided against the son, son against father, mother against daughter, daughter against mother, mother-in-law against daughter-in-law, daughter-in-law against mother-in-law."
Jesus tells some people near Lake Gennesaret that everybody will be required eventually to give an account of their stewardship to God. He says, "My election is not a cool relaxation in a flowery little wood. I came to bring fire on the earth. And what can I wish for? That it may light up? That is why I tire myself, and I want you to tire yourselves until you die and until the whole earth is a celestial bonfire. I am to be baptized with a baptism. And how distressed I will be until it is accomplished. Are you not asking why? Because through it I will be able to make you fire bearers, agitators who will act in and against every society to make it one thing only, the flock of Christ. Do you think that I've come to bring peace to the earth? According to the way of thinking of the earth? No. On the contrary, I came to bring discord and separation, because from now on and until the whole world becomes one only flock, of five people in one house, two will be against three. The father will be against his son, and the son against the father, the mother against her daughters, and the daughters against the mother. And mother-in-law and daughter-in-law will have a further reason not to understand each other, because a new language will be spoken by some lips. It will be like Babel, because a deep disturbance will agitate the reign of human and superhuman affections. Then the time will come when everything will be unified in a new language spoken by all those who have been saved by the Nazarene. And feelings will be filtered like water as the dross will sink to the bottom while the limpid waves of celestial lakes will shine on the surface. Truly, it is not restful to serve me according to the meaning which man attaches to that word. Heroism and tirelessness are required. But I tell you that at the end it will be Jesus, still and always Jesus, who will gird his waist to serve you. He will sit with you at the eternal banquet, and all labour and sorrow will be forgotten."